You're listening to Copeland Morgan Media, your source for investment property analysis, education, and advice. Find us online at copelandmorgan.com. So we talked about real estate professional status, but in real estate investing and accounting circles, all I hear about these days are the short-term rental loophole. And so that is yet another way that you can achieve significant tax savings, but without having to hit that 750 hours and you know, make it your primary job part. So what is the short-term rental loophole? How does that work? How can people possibly implement that? And I know we're not going to explain it all here on this episode, but just kind of in broad strokes, what is that?
Yeah, so this is actually something that can be applied to any business, really. It's like if you go out by a Subway, let's say a Subway sandwich shop, right? And you could be either active or passive. You could be behind the counter making sandwiches and be active. You could materially participate, or you could just hire a manager and be very passive, right? And so depending on whether you're active or passive, if your Subway loses money, if you're actively involved, then you can actually use those losses to shelter your income. And so it's the same thing with short-term rentals. Short-term rentals is considered less a rental property, but more of a business. And therefore, if you materially participate in that short-term rental business and you're actively involved, you're kind of self-managing, you're dealing with, like, you know, the guests, you know, you get five-star reviews, you know, you deal with the cleaner, you do all those things, you're actively involved, right? You're like behind the counter at Subway making sandwiches, right? And so when you do that, you have losses, then you can use that to shelter income. Now when you run a business, you don't want to operate at a loss, right? You want to make it profitable. But with real estate, what's beautiful is that you can create paper losses, and that's with bonus depreciation. And so if you, as an example, if you buy, let's say, an $800,000 short-term rental, I know that's a big number, but $800,000 short-term rental, you can create a $200,000 loss using bonus depreciation with that one short-term rental. And therefore, that allows you to shelter $200,000 worth of income. And so that's how you create these paper losses. And if you materially participate, then you can use those losses to shelter W-2 income.
Thank you for listening to the Copeland Morgan Media Real Estate Podcast. As you can imagine, producing this great educational content takes a lot of effort and commitment on our part. We only ask one thing in return. Please subscribe to our podcast using your favorite podcast app or by visiting copelandmorgan.com/podcast. And remember, there's no greater compliment than referring us to a friend or colleague. Until next time, I'm Jeff Copeland.